The stars are right, and that means it's time for another episode of The Whisper in Darkness. I'm your host, The Man from Lang. Thank you very much for joining me today. On this episode, we are reviewing the Seeker cards in Horror in High Gear, the third Mythos pack in the Innsmouth Conspiracy cycle. There are spoilers throughout, if you care about that sort of thing. If you enjoy what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. A quick reminder of how we rate cards here on The Whisperer in Darkness. The best of the best get an Elder Sign, while the worst of the worst get an Auto Fail, and the cards in between get a +1, +0, or Elder Thing, respectively. Before we get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel for their tremendous support. The Arkham Horror LCG community is amazing, and these people have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these player card reviews. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's get started. There are two Seeker cards in the pack. Both are upgrades for a Cryptic Grimoire from the Innsmouth Deluxe expansion. The first is Cryptic Grimoire, Text of the Elder Herald. It is a 3-cost asset that costs 4 experience points. It has an intellect and agility skill icon, the item tome, and curse traits. You can only include this asset in your deck by upgrading it from Cryptic Grimoire Untranslated, and only if you have translated the grimoire in your campaign log. That means you manage to stuff the bag full of 10 curse tokens at some point. It has 2 responses. The first is, after you resolve one or more curse tokens during a skill test, place that many secrets on Cryptic Grimoire. And the second response is, when you play an insight event during your turn, spend 2 secrets. That event gains fast. Reduce its cost by 1. This was one of the cards that I talked about in my spoilers for Horror in High Gear. The other was the other Cryptic Grimoire that we'll look at in a moment. The nice thing about this one is that its trigger only requires 2 secrets, and there are plenty of ways to add secrets in this game. We've got Astounding Revelation, Eldritch Sophist, Enraptured, Truth from Fiction, and Ariadne's Twine, which will be coming out in Into the Maelstrom, which I think is probably, you'll need Ariadne's Twine if you want to trigger this one reliably. Of course, the Insight events synergize with Joe Diamond's Hunch deck, while the resource reduction is nice, it's really not the main part of this card. Turning an event into a fast event is very good, and there are many great insight events that you could play at fast speed, including I've Got a Plan, Deciphered Reality, No Stone Unturned, and Preposterous Sketches. What do you think about this Cryptic Grimoire, Nate? Is it worth the 10 curse tokens, or the work that you have to go into to get it?
Oh, most certainly, I think. First off, I would say that adding curse tokens is much less of a chore than adding blessed tokens into the chaos bag. The curse tokens, or the cards that add curse tokens, like Faustian Bargain, Deep Knowledge, are just cards you would play on their own. And the fact that they add curse tokens is just a nice benefit if you're intending to play Cryptic Grimoire. The other nice thing about this, too, is that you don't have to pass the skill test in which you resolve the curse tokens. You just need to resolve them. So that's nice as well. So you can pump secrets even on tests that you fail. And like you said, the second reaction is all about the keyword fast, which just saves you so many actions over the course of a game if you can reliably put secrets on this card.
Yeah, I think it's with this this card, you do have to build around it, which, I mean, that's the case with any of these cards that rely on bless or curse tokens. You've got to put in the cards that will get you those tokens to begin with. But I think the payoff for this one is pretty good, and the requiring only 2 secret or 2 secrets on this thing means that you can probably trigger this thing multiple times per game if you combine it, especially with a card like Ariadne's Twine, which you can basically convert your resources to secrets, so you could dump a fair number on here over the course of a scenario, in addition to if you're drawing any curse tokens. And I think that's a good point, that you don't need to pass the skill test, you just need to reveal them.
Yeah, and unlike a lot of the cards that deal with the bless tokens, this doesn't rely on continuing to draw curse tokens. Like, you get value out of the ones you put in the bag, and if you happen to get more, then cool, I guess, but if not, then that's fine too. And you had mentioned the card that's coming up in Into the Maelstrom. This card also helps to fuel that card as well, because it does reduce the cost of the insight cards that you play with it.
This card
is super good.
How would you rate this one?
The fact that it costs 4 experience is, you know, a card you're going to have to build your entire deck around. So it's not an Elder Sign, but I would say it's a pretty strong +1.
Yeah, I think I would go probably +1. There are so many good insight events, and the number of insight events is only going to increase as the card pool increases. And some of them are a bit pricey, so that cost reduction is nice. But making them fast, if you're able to generate enough secrets on this thing, you're going to be generating a significant amount of action advantage, which is one of the keys in a game where that is essentially a race. Being able to get those extra actions is going to help you beat the encounter deck before it beats you. The second secret card in the pack is the other version of the Cryptic Grimoire. This is Text of the Elder Guardian. It's a 3-cost asset that costs 4 experience points, willpower and intellect skill icons, item, tome, and bless traits. You can only include this asset in your deck by upgrading it from Cryptic Grimoire Untranslated, and only if you have translated the grimoire in your campaign log. After you resolve one or more curse tokens during a skill test, place that many secrets on Cryptic Grimoire. When you withdraw the top card of the encounter deck, spend 5 secrets. Draw a card from your deck instead. It takes up a hand slot. This is the card I spoiled for Horror in High Gear, and it generated quite a bit of debate on the channel. There were mostly negative. There weren't many people who liked this one. Most thought it was simply not worth your while. I'm not convinced about that. I really like the effect on this one. If you can hang on to it until the end of a scenario and you can pop this maybe a couple times, draw a couple cards that you need and avoid a couple of encounter deck draws, that would be a pretty good end to a scenario if you can pull it off. It's just that 5 secrets is, I mean, the other one requires 2. This one requires almost 3 times as many. Again, there are lots of ways of adding secrets, but this is a definitely a much slower card to play with, and it might end up, I think you talked about in the Guardian card review, those cards that are like card 31 and card 32, and as much as I like this effect, I think this might be my card 31 or 32, where it's just like, I really like it, but I'm not, I don't have the place for it.
In comparison to the other one, you're definitely not going to trigger this as much, obviously, because it costs over twice as much. But, you know, Man from Lang, I think you're right in that this effect is very powerful. It's essentially a ward of protection that draws you a card, which is incredible, especially in solo. I think in multiplayer, this card might lose quite a bit of value because you're drawing so many more encounter cards that, you know, taking one less off is kind of fine. But I think in especially tough scenarios, this card is going to be huge for you if you do decide to play it. I think the key difference between this versus the other one is that the other one is going to get you to the finish line faster, but this one ensures that you get there in the first place.
Yeah, it's, man, that ability to skip a couple of encounter, like if you were able to get enough secrets on this to skip one or two encounter card draws toward the end of a scenario, that's really powerful. I guess the thing is that can you get the secrets on this one fast enough that you can get it online for the time when you need it, I guess would be the one issue. It's just like, I mean, maybe you don't need to trigger this at the end of the scenario. Maybe you need to get a breather in the middle because you've gotten under a lot of pressure, you've had to deal with a couple of enemies, or you've drawn a couple bad treacheries, and you just need one or two turns to sort of get your I guess recompose yourself and get into a position to keep going. And so this is pretty slow, and you may miss that window. I guess the other thing is that it's hard to know. I mean, unlike some of the other encounter deck manipulation cards we've seen that allow you to either look at the encounter deck and reorder it, or draw the card and then decide whether you want to skip it or not. This one, you're just going blind, unless you have looked at them with some sort of ability before that. So you don't really know how bad that encounter card could have been. You'll only sort of know that once you draw it. So it's a little more difficult to judge whether this effect is going to be amazing, or whether it's just like, oh, it was just going to be an easy skill test that I could have passed anyway. So, how would you rate this one?
Definitely not as highly as the other one, but I do think that this card is better than people give it credit for. So I'm gonna give it a zero.
Yeah, I think I'm right there with you. I think zero is a pretty good spot for this card. It's not going to generate as much action advantage or help you investigate or whatnot like the other one will. But man, I do like that effect. And if you can time it right, and not drawing an encounter card or two would be pretty nice, especially in those tougher scenarios where the encounter cards are much more likely to wreck you if you draw a bad one. That's going to do it for our look at the Seeker cards in Horror in High Gear, two versions of the Cryptic Grimoire this time around, one that makes insight events fast and reduces their cost by a little bit, and the other provides an encounter deck manipulation effect, which are still exceedingly rare in this game. We haven't seen that many that allow you to manipulate the encounter deck, and so I think when we do see effects like that, it's important to pay attention to them because I think they're have the potential to be quite powerful. Do you have any final thoughts, Nate?
I think the text of the Elder Guardian is definitely a lot better than people are giving it credit for. So I would recommend that people try this card out before they give their shots against it.
Yeah, it was interesting to see the reaction to these cards in the spoiler video that I did, as people seemed pretty eager to write both of them off, and I don't think I'm anywhere near that camp. I think both of these could be quite good in the right deck. I guess not having played a curse deck yet to see whether it's actually reasonable to translate the grimoire in the first place. I've heard that it is, but I haven't done it myself, so we'll reserve judgment there. But I think the effects that you get for doing it are pretty good. And I mean, I think we rated that card, the original Cryptic Grimoire, as a zero simply because we didn't know what the effects would be like. But I think both of these effects are quite good, and we haven't always seen that in these untranslated, or I guess with the translated assets. They seem to have been of varying quality. I mean, you go back to the very first one, Strange Solution, and there's one that's definitely more powerful than all of the others, and I think that the disparity here is not quite as great.
And they still manage to make them interesting too.
Give these I would definitely give these ones a try before stashing them in your binder.